Agenda item number 13, failure to report. Good afternoon.
My name is Laurie Dozier, and I work for the MRC in the Plans and Statistics Department of Fisheries in the Mandatory Reporting Program. We have three cases today that staff has compiled involving failure to report. Actually, all three are probation violations. All three were placed on probation for failing to report their harvest, and they were all three postponed from last month's meeting until today. The first is Mr. Anthony Hogg.
Mr. Commissioner, excuse me.
Mr. Zeter.
I note in the record that this individual requested that it be continued so that he'd be allowed to have an attorney. So if the attorney is here, maybe we could call the attorney up and be part of the proceeding.
Yep.
I believe both are present.
Yeah, Mr. Hogg and his attorney are both present here. Thank you, sir. Let's get the staff presentation on this here, and then we'll dive into it.
Okay. All right. This is, first slide is just his recent license history. This slide is pertaining to a natural resource violation that he had on December 26th. That was during his probation period. And as you can see on the next slide that I'll get to, this slide, he was convicted in January 2015 of using a hand scrape in a hand tong area. This is his recent compliance history. Mr. Anthony D. Hogg was initially placed on probation from October 4th, 2013 and ending October 3rd, 2015 by the commission at its meeting on September 24th, 2013, for failure to report his seafood harvest. At his hearing, the commission explained to Mr. Hogg that during his probation, any violation of Chapter 4, BAC 20-610-10, or any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations could result in Mr. Hogg appearing before a hearing of the commission on license suspension. Mr. Hogg failed to submit his harvest reports for the months of January, February, and March 2014, by the 5th of the following month and appeared before the commission for a hearing at its April 22nd, 2014 meeting for violating the terms of his probation. At that meeting, the commission placed Mr. Hogg on a 6-month revocation of all licenses and permits to be immediately followed by 1 year of probation beginning October 21st, 2014 until October 20th, 2015. That was immediately and following his revocation. Mr. Hogg has been convicted of a natural resource violation pertaining to a provision of laws relating to the Marine Resources Commission of the Commonwealth during his probationary period, therefore violating the terms of his probation. He has also violated VMRC Regulation 4 VAC 20-610-10 by failing to report his harvest or no harvest by the 5th of the following month for the previous months of the months February and March 2015. So now current year. The reports were submitted to staff, but not until after he had been summoned to appear before the commission on the April 28th, 2015 meeting. The commission granted him a continuance for today.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Hogg, would you like to testify, or would you like your attorney to speak on your behalf? You're going to testify. I need you to swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record and move a little bit closer to the microphone.
Mr. Commissioner, I will also ask that the attorney state his name.
Yes, sir. Would you state? Let me get your attorney to state his name for the record.
Romeo Lumaban, L-U-M-A-B-A-N.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Hogg, what do you want to tell us about this?
I was on a
I was just on a bad road there for a while and never had no help and stuff. And then, like I say, lost my mother, and then I just didn't, things went downhill since. And then I got with my wife here now, and now she's helping me with everything. And I didn't know I was on, I forgot I was on probation, and because I got my license back in for 6 months, I got them back, and I thought I was off of it. And all of a sudden, I get a ticket in James River, and then this here comes on. And that was a total mistake accident, because the boat, it was a whole pile that was working, and the boat, she was, I got a Carolina skiff, and she's not like a work boat. You know, when work boat, you put her in a circle, she stays right there. And, you know, she won't go off. A Carolina skiff, you put the drudge over, boy, she pulls right around. The wind will blow you, carry you right with the tide. The tide carry you right over it. And when I looked, I was over the line. But, I mean, I went over the line maybe nowhere. And, I mean, man, I've been, this is all I know. I've been special ed all my life and everything. Got learning disability problems and, you know, got head problems and stuff, which I'm going to the doctor now for. And I just didn't know. I was on, if I knew I was on probation, I guarantee you, hey, all this would have been taken care of, every bit of it. Wouldn't have had no trouble whatsoever. And, man, I like to say, I got $700 worth of child support a month. And I just please, I just can't have my license suspended. That's all I ask. Right, I'm working on my granddaddy's oyster ground right now. I was in York River, now I'm in James River, getting a small day's work. All of it is stuck up. Everything is 100% on it. Mr. Morris wrote me the permits. Everything's 100%. There's other boats working on it also. I'm doing the best I can do. I've got a brand new boat sitting down James River. I'm bettering myself, trying to better myself all the time. My reports are caught up till today. Got all this month wrote down. Because every time I work, I go home, write what I caught, the date, who's working with me, and how much I'm getting for the oysters. Everything is all up to the date. And I filled the reports out. Like, for Thursday I worked, I went home, filled the reports out, wrote the date. That we ended the month, I got everything wrote down. Just asking, please don't take my license, please. If I lose it, but I'll be done. Then I'll go to jail, child support, and then lose everything I got. Lose my boat. Finally got on my feet. My uncle helped me get the first boat I had. She won all that, but hey, it was liable to go to work. Had a 25-horsepower motor back there in the 80s. And now I'm just trying to better myself, and I just please help me. That's all I ask.
Mr. Zetron.
You won't see me here no more.
I understand your situation with your probation, but how long have you been a waterman?
I've been home since I got out of school seventh grade I got out of school. And let me see here. Actually, I've been about 13. About 13, I started with a guy named Ricky Hall up there where Mr. Close is from, Gwynn's Island. Started with him, and that was when I was in special ed stuff, and I just couldn't.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 24 now.
Okay, so you've been all many years, right?
All my life. It's the only thing I ever done.
And how long have you had a commercial license?
I think it's 2012. I come down here and got it.
And you were placed on probation initially because you failed to report. Is that right?
Right.
Did you understand the significance of reporting as a commercial fisherman?
I didn't at the time, but I do now. I mean, it just.
Well, the next question is, if you were on probation for that before or had your license suspended, you said, for 6 months, I mean, how in the world can you miss the 5th of March and the 5th of February and March of 2015 if you understand the significance of losing your license?
Like I say, but I've been going, a lot of that is from going to the doctors here and there and stuff because, you know, my head's not right. I got something going on right now and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'll be able to live. I don't know if I'll be able to move on. I can't take it. I don't know. I go back to the doctor in July and find out. That rate, I can't sit still in one spot. You know, it's hard for me to, my eyes and stuff are different. It's hard for me to sit down and write. I got to get my wife to help me. It's just hard for me. Like I said, I've been special ed all my life. And even in school, that's why I had to get out of school to go work at Ricky Hall. Because I couldn't stay in school. The teachers even told my daddy, called my daddy to the school and even told him that Mr. Hogg, hey, he's not bothering us all. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. He's just not able to do this.
Well, do you understand that we have to follow regulations as well?
Right. I understand that.
And so if the regulations provide for a suspension in your license, then we got to do it. Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Counselor, would you like a word?
If I may address.
I would appreciate that.
Thank you. You all have heard from my client with regard to what he's been doing, and certainly he's obviously no stranger to you all. You heard a little bit more today about his background, and for those of you who were on the commission last April, you probably heard him reacting more emotionally, where he was ready just to give up his license and forget this life. But what he quickly realized is that he's not armed to do anything else. This is all he's known to do. And so he realizes that if he's going to take on the responsibility of being a registered commercial man, he has to follow the regulations that are set forth. As he indicated earlier, he's been doing this, but for whatever reason, he wasn't necessarily dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. With regard to the most recent violations in February, there was no activity. He didn't report, file anything because he hadn't harvested anything. But he understands, regardless, he has to file a no activity report. With regard to the March report, he filed it 11 days late. It's still late, but nonetheless, he got it in a somewhat timely fashion compared to what he has been doing in the past. So he is getting it. He understands the biggest concern for him now, knowing that he's looking at a recommendation of his license being suspended, is how he's going to be able to provide for his family as well as take care of his other court-ordered legal obligations. As I mentioned before, last April he was reacting more emotionally, but he realizes even though he may not then have wanted to follow the rules, he has no choice in this case. This is all he knows to do, and it's all he wants to continue to do. He now has the support of his wife, who has taken a crash course and learned what exactly needs to be done. He understands, and Mr. Hogg is also not just trying to work for himself, but when he was out in the boat in October, November, December, January, and I believe March of this year, he was having another licensed commercialman on his boat because that individual's boat was not operating. So he was enabling that other person to enjoy his livelihood as well. Suspending his license certainly is an option for the commission, but as I understand the regulations, it's not mandatory or binding that it be done. We certainly understand the prospect of sort of escalating punishment. And my client realizes he is on probation, even though his license had previously been suspended for 6 months. And probation is something he's hoping he could walk out of here with. But if the commission believes that a stronger message has to be sent, despite what he said, we would ask the court not to accept what we were advised was a staff recommendation of suspending it for a year. We would ask for something in the commission's discretion of something much less than that, so that he'll feel the punishment that has to be meted out. But again, at least he has something. He knows that he's not going to be out of work for a year, and he'll be able to provide for his family somehow.
Any questions from the commission?
I got one.
Mr. Zeeb.
Do you have any other violations, BMRC violations, other than these failure reports?
Well, I had a ticket I got in James River. That was on there, but no, nothing else. Everything on my book, 100%. Everything's on. I got sanitary bucket. Everything's marked legally. Coast Guard approved. Everything on is 100%. I mean, everything on. It's perfect. They even had the Coast Guard man come down there. I told him, hey, reach everything 100%. Everything's legit. Right up to the day. Even though it's going on working right now, everything's legit. It's well stuck out. Whole business is.
Thank you.
Mr. Hogg, we don't ask that much. We ask a couple of things. We ask that you abide by the laws. And we ask you to file a harvest report monthly. We ask that it be on time. We ask that it be accurate. That's really all we ask. But we've been chasing you since 2012 to file your monthly harvest reports. It's been a problem in 2012, repeatedly in 2013, repeated in 2014. Put you on probation for 2 years, and then there's another violation. You didn't file your harvest reports, so we suspend your license for 6 months. you have another violation, and you still don't file your harvest reports, why would this be any different?
Well, some of them reports, I had a guy, Ricky Hall Jr., working with me. He told me that because I told him, I said, I'll carry you on the boat with me, Austin. Okay, you claim your limit, I claim mine. Okay, you take care of the reports. Here's my ID number. Give him my ID number. Give him everything that he's supposed to. Hey, Bo, I'll take care of it. No problem. Hey, he's trustworthy. But now he's not. Ricky Hall Sr. had Ricky Hall Sr. on there, though, his daddy. He had a problem with his motor, so we worked in York River. I give him my ID number. Hey, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about a thing, Bo. Okay, hey, let's go to work. As long as you take care of that, I carry you to work with me. My boat, my everything. You still claim your limit. Okay, I don't want nothing. You just take care of reports every month. Hit the fan.
Mr. Cedra.
How many notices did you get from VMRC about you haven't filed your report on time?
Don't you
get something in the mail? And
yeah, I get a little card in the mail. I can't recall that. Daddy called me one day and told me, she got a card here. I says, all right, get me mail at Daddy's house. And I don't live there. I live in Matthews. And he said, you got a card here. I says, all right. So I went there and got it. All I see was one. That was it. And I lost my phone overboard. So, they couldn't get a hold of me. So, and then I got another number. So, and that was just recently.
Didn't you get another card after that?
If so, Daddy didn't give it to me. All I got is one. That's the one I got. That's the one Daddy called me and told me.
You got served with a notice that you had to be at his hearing, right?
Right. Because he called me on the phone, and I met him at the library. He come to Daddy's house, and Daddy called me, and I called Officer Richley. And he says, can you meet me somewhere? I said, yeah, but ain't no problem. And then I got it.
You say you live in Matthews down?
Right, Gloucester-Matthews borderline, right on the line.
Is that your permanent residence?
Yeah.
Have you notified VMRC of your permanent residence?
Not this one. I just been living there about a month, maybe that. Because I get everything good at Daddy's house as a peel box. Because up there we live, there's a lot of rogues. People steal your mail, all that stuff. And it just been going on for years up there. So I've been getting my mail at Daddy's resident for the last 24 years, ever since I've been old enough to get it.
Thank you.
Everything I get.
Any other questions from the commission? Counselor, anything you want to add for the record?
Nothing more than what I've already addressed.
Mr. Cimino here, would you please address staff recommendation? Oh, I'm sorry. You are not Mr. Cimino.
No.
Ms. Dozier.
I said it earlier, but I will say it again. Staff recommendation is 1 year revocation beginning today and ending May 25th, 2016, immediately followed by 1 year probation ending May 25th, 2017.
Well, Commission, you've heard the testimony, you've heard the staff recommendation.
I got comments.
Mr. Neal.
Yeah, I haven't been up here that long, the same as AJ, and I don't like it when I recognize people, and I recognize this individual very well, and so he keeps coming back for the same exact thing, and so I don't know what it's going to take to make him file reports. I mean, we've taken his license away, put him on probation twice now. I hate taking people's licenses away. I really do. That's not something I want to do, but I'm not sure what it's going to keep this individual from coming back to us. And that's it. That's a comment. I don't have any insight. It just, we've heard this before. Things are better now. We're going to do better. And then here he is again.
If I may, I just address that briefly.
Please.
With regard to that, the one thing that's changed now is he has the support of a good woman, his wife, who's going to be making sure that everything is done. She has had to learn exactly what was involved when he was getting these violations. And so she, when I met with her and my client, she's taking the lead in making sure the paperwork is going to be done. As my client indicated, he has some difficulty with the writing, but his wife understands what needs to be put down and understands the deadlines that have to be met. So what more is it going to take? Nothing more. He has the support of a good woman who's going to make sure that's done.
I'll even bring the reports down here.
Mr. Erskine.
If I can ask counsel, but was she undertaking that responsibility during the time in which he had this violation?
This is something that just has started recently when she realized everything that was going on. I mean, she was aware of she had to go through the prior minutes, listen to audio tapes to find out what happened at prior proceedings so that she can sort of get a crash course in what was needed. And my client explained to her, you know, what more needed to be done. So she has taken the lead in making sure any of the hard paperwork has to be taken care of. But that's why he is current. She has been staying on top of this. That's why he's changed his mindset of how he's doing it so that the daily progress reports can be done. And she has that. So they've done something to try to address that so no more reminders would be needed.
Yes, sir.
Just as a quick follow-up, though, I mean, ultimately, she's not the one that appears before us. It's Mr. Hogg that's here appearing before us because it's his responsibility to make sure that they get done, whether it's by her or by him. And, again, I agree with Mr. Neal. We've been through this, you know, time and time again. So it is a little bit of a frustration.
Mr. Zedrin.
Is your wife here?
Yes, sir.
Could you bring her up, please?
Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
My name is Shannon Mitchell.
Thank you, Ms. Mitchell.
And you were married to Mr. Hogg?
Yes.
How long y'all been married?
4 months, not very long.
Okay. And you live in Matthews with him?
Yes, Gloucester.
Can you tell us what is it that we're requiring as far as reporting? He said that you would be doing this. I want to know what you know about it.
I know that he has to report where he has oystered or fished, where his name, his ID number, the date, how much he's harvested.
Do you work?
Yes, I do.
And have you taken on this responsibility to do his reporting for him?
He and I do it together.
I have no further questions.
Any other questions or comments from the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
Comment. You know, it looks like this gentleman, this waterman, is coming to us saying that the light bulb's going off and that he realizes what he's got to do, and this young lady here is taking on some responsibility. I also don't like repeat offenders, and what I would be looking at or suggesting here is that maybe we tweak it a little bit different, is that what we do is, if the commission decides, is revoke his license for 2 years and then suspend that revocation for 2 years of probation, and then if he gets convicted of any other violations, that'll take his license for 2 years and it'll put him out of business. We're giving him his chance to survive. And if you don't think enough of that, then he gets convicted again, his license is gone for 2 years and he ain't gonna be around. Can't do that.
If I may address Commission and Council, one suggestion that I was going to propose to the Commission was understanding that what the violation is, understanding that he's caught up, if perhaps it would be possible for this particular hearing to be continued for whatever period of time the commission's comfortable with, to make sure that he's dotted his I's and crossed all of his T's, and then at that point in time decide what his ultimate punishment should be, if any, at that point. It's akin to what Mr. Zedron's suggesting, but I was going to suggest to continue it several months to see if what he and his wife are doing is working, and we conclude this hearing at that point in time.
If I may,
Mr. Hull,
just to address Mr. Zedron's proposal, the maximum length of any punishment we can impose under 232 is 2 years. So basically the fact that we can put him on like a revocation of 2 years and then suspend it, but if he violates, you know, any law during that two-year period, the only thing we could do is effectively reinstate the suspension for the remainder of the two-year period. So for what it's worth.
Well,
Mr. Zedrin.
I understand what he said, and I don't have a problem with it that way, couch it that way. And it's just, it's up to him. I mean, if he goes a month, has a violation, he's going to lose his license for 23 months. If he goes a year, violation, he's got 12 months. And I think what he's telling us here, 6 months is going to kill him anyway. So, you know, if he can make it 23 months without a violation, then all he's got is a month. But I think that will prove our point. I'd rather see a stiffer disposition, and so the stakes are higher, and he knows it. He's got good counsel here that can tell him and his wife what the deal is, and I've got no sympathy if he comes back in here again, none. And so that's why I would suggest what counsel said here. We just suspend his license for 2 years and suspend the suspension for that period of time, and if he violates it, he loses his license for the balance of whatever he didn't complete.
Mr. Erskine.
So I had a question, maybe Mr. Hall, but is so effectively this is what you're saying is it would be a 2-year probation, and would he, if he violates that probation or the 2-year suspension suspended, would he come before us again, or would it be an automatic suspension for the remainder of the 2 years?
The way we've done it in the past has been effectively an automatic suspension for the remainder of the 2-year period from the date of conviction, I believe. So essentially he would get his due process hearing at the court. If it resulted in a conviction, then it would be an automatic suspension for however long remained in the 2-year period.
Well, there's one glitch in this, and that is that his modus operandi is not a criminal conviction. It's just an ignoring of the requirements to file a mandatory harvest report on time. If your motion was to include any, even a day late with filing the mandatory harvest reports, you might have me a bit more on board.
All right,
but
counsel, what do you think?
Certainly, anything that would allow Mr. Hogg to continue with his livelihood would be appreciated, and I appreciate the novel suggestion here, but I can understand the concerns. Certainly, I think the rest of the commission was thinking in terms of a criminal conviction, but in terms of the automatic imposition, certainly I guess that's been done in cases with a good behavior violation, but if you all have to go through the normal hoops of staffing it for a recommendation to revoke it, it's clear to him and everyone in this room that we're just going through the motions, but come that hearing date, we all know what's going to happen. We just couldn't make it happen automatically with a good behavior violation. So the same result will happen, or it's understood it will happen. But if it'll allow my client to prove to you all that he's not going to continue to be a repeat offender, he'd certainly appreciate that opportunity to do it.
Well, Counselor, in all due respect, we've been waiting for Mr. Hogg for 3 years now to prove to us that he can file a harvest report on time, and we've yet to see it happen. And now you're asking for yet another crack, another bite at the apple.
Well, another bite with a significant stick over his head that he knows is automatically going to drop if he fails to submit something by the 5th of the month. Or, God forbid, he picks up a new violation somewhere that results in him having to go to court. He knows at this point in time he has all the resources he has right now. If he fails on his own. But now he understands the significance of what it means for him not to be able to make a living. Like I said, he was ready to throw in the towel last April, but quickly realized afterwards that he's not a man who has a whole lot of options or opportunities. This is his best chance of having a permanent livelihood, to be able to take care of himself and his family. That's the difference today.
Mr. Ballard.
I think another thing we need to keep in mind is we've heard from Dr. Wesson about the oyster fishery and how we've put in a control date, how there are going to be other cutback measures coming up, and we've got plenty of watermen willing to abide by the rules that aren't going to be able to be part of this fishery. And that's just something to keep in mind.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Zedrin.
I would, you know, what he's facing here is a one-year revocation, okay? What I'm saying is I would, and I heard counsel, but I go along with what you're saying, is that he's got to abide by everything, you know, because we're not taking his license for a year. He can go out there fishing tomorrow or crabbing or wherever, whatever he does. But I wanted, my point of view is when he leaves here today and he knows that he steps across the line, ain't no coming back, he loses his license automatically. And I think it goes with reporting for all the rules and regulations. And like you said, if it's a day late, it's a day late, and he don't need to come back. And I'll put that in the form of a motion when it comes time.
Any other discussions about that one avenue of pursuit? Mr. Hall.
Yeah, about the reporting violations, I mean, there is a provision in the regulation making failure to comply with the chapter Class 3 misdemeanor. So I think evidently the staff usually doesn't do this, but he could be charged with a failure, like a crime for failing to report, and that would just essentially be the same as any other violation.
Yeah, but Mr. Hall, you are therefore predicating this entire course of action to be based upon whether or not a judge will convict somebody for third-class misdemeanor based on being a day late in a harvest report, and I find that to be a problematic position to take.
Right, but if we don't do that, essentially have some hearing at some level, then we're essentially revoking somebody's permit without giving them any opportunity to be heard or having their...
I would argue we're hearing him right now.
Right, but he's doesn't have any opportunity to essentially establish his guilt or innocence of the upcoming offense of failing to report. See what I'm saying?
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And certainly with regard to any criminal aspect, there is a good chance that the prior acts would become evidentiary in nature at those hearings. And again, it's a Class 3, but if he does, if for whatever reason he commits a violation when next year, it's a Class 1 misdemeanor. So, but in order, the court's going to have to hear evidence of what led to a criminal charge coming out. So I think his prior progress or lack of progress become relevant in a criminal hearing.
That's good input. Thank you. Mr. Zedrin.
I think we can get around it a little bit is by if we oppose this sanction or this disposition that we're talking about and there is a violation, I think points well taken, counsel, that he has some due process here because suppose we didn't get the report on the 5th of the month and suppose he's got a receipt that he hand-delivered it here and dropped it off on the 4th of the month. And now we're saying you violated the rules because we show that you haven't filed a report at all. He has no due process to come in here and show us his receipt. So I would think that if there is a violation other than a conviction in court, that he can bring the matter before us to prove basically that he is in compliance. So my motion would be in the nature of a two-year revocation, suspended for 2 years. If there's any violation of a criminal statute where he's convicted, that's automatic termination for the balance. And then any reporting violations that if he wants to come before us to explain why we should not revoke him, then and if he doesn't, he doesn't. If he does it, we'll hear.
Point of clarification. As I read the regulation, let's assume that he was charged and found not guilty in court. The way I read the regulations, that doesn't preclude you all from still finding him in violation. He may have not been committed beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal court, but your burden is a lot less, is my understanding.
Yes, that's.
I understand you use it. The predicate makes it's
right.
Easier. Yeah.
I'm not an attorney here, but yeah, I believe that'd be true. And however, the commission does prefer to operate once convictions are reached in court. But maybe the commission wants to make an example or make a detour on that path in this particular case. So we have a motion by Mr. Zedron, which is a two-year revocation with 2 years of the revocation suspended and an automatic loss of his license for the duration of that 2 years on the event of a criminal conviction or for a late harvest report that would allow him to have a hearing before the commission, right? Okay, that's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussions on the matter? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Hogg, this is your lucky day, man. This is your lucky day. 2 years. You have to have everything absolutely right. No violations, no late harvest reports. The harvest reports have to be on time. They have to be accurate, and we check those things. So don't make something up. 2 years. Can you do it for 2 years? If not, we're taking it, and it's gone. Poof. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for consideration.
Our next case is Brandon Morgan. I'm not sure if he's here. I didn't see him earlier. He's here? Okay.
Mr. Morgan, please come forward.
This is his recent license history. And he had a summons, a ticket for striped bass. He had them in possession without the valid permits to have them. And that was during his probationary period. His compliance history. Mr. Morgan was convicted of a natural resource violation pertaining to a provision of laws relating to the Marine Resources Commission of the Commonwealth during his probationary period set by the Commission at its monthly meeting on September 24th, 2013, for 2 years beginning on that day and ending on September 23rd, 2015. He has also violated VMRC Regulation 4 VAC 20-610-10 by failing to report his harvest or no harvest by the 5th of the following month for the previous month, for the months of November 2014 and January, February, and March 2015. At his hearing on September 24th, 2013, the Commission explained to Mr. Morgan that during his probation, any violation of Chapter 4 VAC 20-610 or any of the laws relating to the Marine Resources Commission and corresponding regulations could result in Mr. Morgan appearing before a hearing of the Commission on license suspension. Mr. Morgan contacted staff by telephone on April 8th, 2015, after he had been issued a personal service letter and informed staff that he had just mailed his missing reports to the Commission and stated that he would not be late in submitting reports again. Staff did not receive the reports for November 2014, January, February, March, and April 2015 until May 5th and May 6th of 2015. April 2015 report was the only report that was submitted on time. The others were all delinquent, but they have been received.
Any questions to staff? Ms. Morgan, I need to swear you in here. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Brandon Morgan.
Mr. Morgan, what do you want to tell us?
I need to work.
Speak up, please.
You have to speak up and speak into the microphone, please.
I need to work, man, and I'm sorry. That won't happen again. There's nothing else I can say. My girl was doing it for me, and I haven't been able to. You know, my brother's helping me now.
Mr. Zedron.
Does the commission have your current address?
I think so.
Did you get, there were several months you mentioned here, November 14, January 15, February 15, March 15. Didn't you get little notices from the VMRC about you hadn't filed your report?
Alan Marshall delivered me a paper. I called on the phone. Told him when he left my driveway, I called. They said, we'll make a note of that. Have a good day. I didn't even know I had to go to the other meeting. the one that I missed.
So your testimony is that you didn't receive any correspondence from BMRC about your late reporting?
Other than Alan bringing me that paper, and I told Alan, I said, I'm going to call him right now because we still don't know where those reports are. She sent her second copy, and then y'all got those.
The you're talking about where you got served with the notice to appear here? Is that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know when that was?
No, I don't.
How long after that period of service did you get your copies of your reports to the BMRC?
Excuse me.
All right, you got served with that notice to be here, right?
Yep.
How long after that receipt of notice did it take you to get your reporting into VMRC?
They were already in the mail. They were in the mail. That's why I called Alan. I told Alan, I said, Alan, they're in the mail. They didn't get those copies. I don't know where they're at. Still to this day, I don't know. My girl dropped them off in Only, Virginia, on her way to work. And then she ended up mailing another copy, her copy, and then she called, or they called me the other day and said, we got them.
The second copies?
Yes, sir.
And who is this person you're talking about? Who is this person you're talking about? You
what?
Said your lady. Who
my
are you?
Girlfriend.
Okay. What's her name?
Jennifer Teschner.
Is she here today?
No, sir.
All right. No further questions.
Ms. Erskine.
Sir, did you know you were on probation when you failed to report those months?
No, sir, I didn't.
You didn't know you were on probation for that time?
I thought the probation was over, which that's no excuse. I just, you know what I mean?
Mr. Morgan, failure report in September of 2012, October of 2012, November of 2012, December of 2012, April of 2012, April of 2013, February, May, August, March of 2013, November of 2014, January and February of 2014. Oh, we put you on 2 years of probation here, but we still didn't get the harvest reports. Then there was a natural resources violation. And we still haven't gotten the harvest reports. Then you didn't report for another 4 months, and then you didn't appear at last month's meeting.
That's what I mean. I didn't go to that meeting because I talked to Alan, and you know he was like, "We'll call him right now." I didn't understand that I had to be here. I would have been here.
Well, the document that Officer Marshall handed you, which you signed, specifically stated that you're to appear here. No. So I guess as you probably just heard me say a few minutes ago here, I mean, we don't ask for an awful lot. I mean, we want the harvest reports, we want them on time and accurately, and we want you to abide by the regulations. I mean, I don't think we're asking too much. So here we are. What is it going to take to get the harvest reports accurately on time? I don't think that's what we heard in 2012 and 2013 and 2014. Anyone else on the commission have questions or a comment or anything? Ms. Dozier, what's the staff recommendation?
The staff recommendation for Mr. Morgan is 1 year revocation beginning today and ending May 25th, 2016. Immediately followed by 1 year probation ending May 25th, 2017.
Matters before the commission.
I move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedrum.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The staff recommendation is approved, is adopted. Mr. Morgan, that means it's a year of revocation, followed by a year of probation. And we don't want to see you back here on these mandatory reporting violations in the future. Thank you, sir. Stosier.
Our next case is Mr. Billy N. Pate. I believe he's also present. He's here. Would you like to swear in?
Mr. Pate, let me swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Roger.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Bill Nathaniel Pate.
Okay, Mr. Pate, if you'd step aside here, let Ms. Dozier finish her presentation.
The last slide was some of his recent licenses. This is his recent summons. He has had two oyster convictions while on probation. This is his compliance history. Mr. Pate was convicted of a natural resource violation pertaining to the provision of laws relating to the Marine Resources Commission of the Commonwealth during his probationary period set by the commission at its monthly meeting May 28, 2013, for 2 years, beginning on that day, ending May 27, 2015, and has also violated VMRC Regulation 4, VAC 2610, by failing to report his harvest or no harvest by the 5th of the following month for the previous month, for the months of December 2014 and March 2015. At his hearing on May 28, 2013, the Commission explained to Mr. Pate that during his probation, any violation of Chapter 4, VAC 20-610, or any of the laws relating to the Marine Resources Commission and corresponding regulations could result in Mr. Pate appearing before a hearing of the Commission on License Suspension. Mr. Pate submitted his missing reports for the months of December 2014 and March 2015, but not until April 28, 2015, after he had been served to appear for the Commission regarding his probation violation and had failed to appear for his hearing earlier that day. Like staff recommendation now or
later? Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Staff recommendation is 1 year revocation beginning today and ending May 25th, 2016, immediately followed by 1 year probation ending May 25th, 2017.
Any questions from the commission or staff? Mr. Pate, please approach the microphone here, and I guess the simple question is,
I'll just go ahead and start from the beginning. I didn't know I was supposed to be here last week. I got two parents that are ailing. My mother had a knee replacement. She lives in Hampton, and right now, currently, I'm staying in Surrey. The addresses had got mixed up, and I didn't get any mail. I didn't know I was supposed to appear. That's the honest truth, or I'd have been here. I didn't know until somebody was at the meeting that said they'd call my name. That's when I called Laura and talked to her.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt at this point. Mr. Pate, didn't a gentleman stand in front of you wearing a uniform, had a gun on his hip, he handed you an official document, you signed it?
I didn't even read it. I just put it in my pocket.
Okay, please continue.
I was talking to him about some other things, too, because I talked to him.
Okay. Please continue. Tell us your story.
As far as me working, after I was under suspension, my fiance, she filled out a report. She didn't even think nothing about 29 or 30 because I had been working the month of April. Then I found out the VMRC had looked for me. He had served me. I haven't worked since then. I called down to see if I could work. She said, you can't work. I've been out of work for 3 weeks. And my father, he's due for, they want to give him triple bypass, just to go ahead and say it like that. So I've been trying to help him and my mother. And I got behind on my reports. January, February, and March, I didn't even have my waterman's card. I didn't get my card till like March, the beginning of March. And the weather's so bad, we didn't even start crabbing. I think, I don't know, we set pots, but good God, man. Y'all know it's been just terrible. Finally, the weather broke, we started catching crabs. And I had forgot. Honestly, I forgot I was even on probation. And I'm asking, boy, please don't take my license, because that's all I got. I ain't got anything else. I'm living in Surrey County. And I want to drive. Matter of fact, I got it supposed to have a hearing today because my driver's license messed up. I'm lucky enough that I get a ride to work. The fellow I work with come by and picks me up. If you take my license from me, I ain't got nothing to do. Hell, I'm 52 years old. I can't frame houses no more. I'm asking you you put me on 2 years more probation. I swear I won't make a mistake, man. I won't. This is all I have.
Well, let me ask.
And I talked to Lori. I call her. So I know she knows my name. I call her and check on her once in a while. I will not check on her at and tell her what I'm doing. as far as my reports go, because like I said, I haven't got anything in the mail. My mother lives in Hampton on Candlewood Drive, and my father lives in Surrey. And the addresses might have got mixed up. Mama, I talked to her. She's in rehabilitation because she had to go back and be actually put in rehabilitation in Riverside. And she said I had mail, but for me not being able to go over and get it, then I contacted the lady here on the phone and asked her what was going on, kind of find out. I had suspension and everything else. And I didn't know nothing about it.
Mr. Pate, let me ask you the more chronologically immediate question.
Yes, sir.
I believe I just heard you testify that you weren't here at the last commission meeting. You didn't think you did, and somebody told you that day that the commission suspended?
That afternoon when I got off the boat.
So you knew that day, the 28th of April here, that the commission suspended your license?
I didn't. When the man handed me a piece of paper saying that I couldn't work no more, I knew that day. But I didn't. I haven't worked since then. I haven't worked since, what's his name? His name is Corey, K-O-R-Y.
Yeah, Officer Corey.
He's a black-haired fellow. And I called, I looked at it, and I said, I can't do nothing. So I called down here, and I've been at home rebuilding a trailer, trying to make some money. I've been out of work for 3 weeks.
Ms. Dozier, I have a staff question here. On May 7th, staff received a harvest report from Mr. Pate, which included dates harvested after his hearing and suspension on April 28th. So my question is, if the commission suspended his license till he appeared on April 28th, were there harvest reports filed to show he was harvesting during that suspension?
There is 3 days, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, sir, but he had not received the letter because the commission day was the 28th. The commission suspended his licenses. That letter was printed out and given to law enforcement that same day.
Good.
But he did not receive that letter.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
But he heard that information by phone. He received the letter May 15th, I believe.
Okay. The other question I have, Mr. Pate, here is, failure to report in 2006, failure to report in 2007, put on probation in 2008, failure to report in 2012, again in 2012, again in 2012, and again and again and again in 2012, 2013, improper reporting. We put you on probation for 2 years, and yet there's another private violation, and yet the harvest reports still haven't come in on time.
I'm sorry. A lot of the times, I had bought my crabbing license. I was scalloping on the ocean, and I had quit because my health wouldn't allow me to go back on the ocean no more. And sometimes I had called it in. I had bought my crabbing license. I don't even know when it was, the 2006, 2007, or whatever that it was. And my father had used them, and he don't write at all. And I just got behind as far as doing it intentionally and all that. It's just something that happened with all the activity that I got going on. I'm not trying to waste y'all's time on something like this right here. My reports, when I do fill them out, they are accurate. She hasn't had any problems with them. And I do call down here if I have the question and talk to Lori.
Okay, well, before someone else in the commission asks, I'll ask, which is, you say if we just put you on probation for 2 years, you're really honestly sure, absolutely, that you won't have this reporting problem again?
I swear it.
How can we put any credence to that if it's been an ongoing problem since 2006?
Because I've got more of a handle on it now than what I had then. Like I said, a lot of times I was gone. I had bought this stuff. I had bought the travel license and stuff, so when I had got older, I've reached the point now that I'm older. And I'm not really good at filling out paperwork. My girlfriend filled that out the last 2 days, that at the end of April. She just put it down. She didn't know I was supposed to be anywhere. I didn't even know, like I said. I didn't get to officer any problem. He hasn't seen me on that river since. When I read the letter, it says there's no harvesting allowed on the waters of the Commonwealth for commercial purposes. And when I seen that, that's it. I ain't been down near the river. And don't plan on going until I can go. I'm not going out there not doing nothing I ain't supposed to be doing.
Ms. Erskine.
I have a question, sir. You testified that you were unaware that you were on 2 years of probation starting May 28th, 2013?
I forgot that I've been on probation that long, sir. I knew I was on probation, but I didn't know I was. The time is going by so fast now. because I didn't even realize that I was still on probation. And like I said, my mail had gotten messed up. Because I see the BMRC people all the time. They're always around Surrey County. They can always usually find me.
And as a follow-up question, are you are aware of filing mandatory harvest reports?
Yes, I am.
So why has it been so delinquent so many different times?
Like I said, a lot of times I was on the ocean going away, working 2 or 3 months at a time, going up north. And January and February of this year, I didn't even have my card, which I should have called it in, but I didn't. So I got updated, and I'd have been here last month, but like I didn't know. I called down here, I think, that afternoon and talked to Lori. I didn't even know I was supposed to have been here. Like I said, now I think she's got my current address where I can receive my mail. I won't let, it's not going to happen again. I don't want to come up here and bother y'all. Y'all know y'all need accurate harvests on that James River to keep up with what's in there so y'all can manage them. It's a very important thing because years ago you didn't have it. Right now is what y'all rely on because that's basically what you have, except for scientists going out there and dropping a dredge or picking up a crab pot. So without us, y'all don't know what's out there. To us, it's just we fill out some piece of paper. We forget, come home tired, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you wake up 8 o'clock at night. I don't feel like doing it. And honestly, then you get behind. Then you got to do a whole month. Then you go sometimes on the phone, go on your phone, see what days you work. Now I got a calendar. Big old squares. I'm just marking on the calendar.
Any other questions or comments from the commission? Ms. Dozier, will you the staff recommendation is on the screen. It's up. Matters before the commission.
Can we recommend 2 years probation?
You make a motion for whatever you like, Mr. Kless.
Make a recommendation for 2 years probation.
So a motion by Mr. Kless. Is there a second? Is there a second? The motion dies for lack of a second. Mr. Erskine.
Sir, you testified that you had recently moved.
Yes, sir.
So is that new address with VMRC, and that's how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, sir. My mother had a knee replacement. My father was getting ready to bypass surgery, and I had been going back and forth. That's where the paperwork got held up to begin with. My mother said I got mail over to her house. I can't even get over to get it. Like I said, that's when I had found out that I was supposed to have been down here. The man I was working with called me and told me. I didn't know I was even supposed to be here last month.
So they have all your...
January and February I didn't work, and I should have called and I didn't. But when I got my card, now I'm up to date now.
But they have all your current contact information?
Yes, sir, they do. Yes, sir.
Regardless, you still know you're supposed to file mandatory reports?
Yes, sir. But I am up to date now. April didn't work March. I don't think anybody worked March.
Mr. Cedron.
I would move that, just like the last one that we had, that we suspend his, we revoke his license for 2 years, put him on probation for 2 years. If there's any violation of law, automatic revocation, and if there's a violation of reporting, then we have him have an opportunity for him to come before this commission and explain or his due process hearing. I would make that motion.
So motion by Mr. Zedron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion on the motion?
I guess
Mr. Neal.
I have some comments. He's been placed on probation twice. He didn't show last month. He's here this month because we took his license away. And so it's got to be a pretty heavy stick. And so I'm not, I'll support this motion. I would not have supported it less. This is just too big, long list of repetitive action here.
Any other comments from the commission?
Just to be clear on the motion, that was a 2-year revocation suspended?
Yes.
Okay.
And then a violation of law automatically, and then if he violates reporting or anything like that, we can bring him before the commission and let him explain his due process.
Okay. Thank you.
So if there's a criminal conviction, it's an automatic revocation for the duration of the two-year period?
Yes.
If it's another, yet another violation of the mandatory reporting requirements, we stand them up here and...
Well, what I would recommend is staff go ahead and revoke his license on that violation and give him an opportunity to come before the board here, ask why he should not be reinstated.
All right, so that's a motion. It's a second by Mr. Close. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Well, Mr. Pate, this is your lucky day.
Thank you.
It's your lucky day. Go buy a lottery ticket.
Believe me, I can tell.
We do not want to see you back here.
I don't want to be here.
And I may have smiled when I said that to prior people. I do not want to see you back here, Mr. Pate.
I understand.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in court. Don't take that offense.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
2 years, no trouble. I keep my license.
Those reports have to be on time. They have to be accurate. We don't have to chase. We don't want to chase you. We don't want to see you in court here on a criminal conviction or a criminal offense. Everything copacetic. Everything absolutely squeaky clean for 2 years, and you're off the hook. But until then, if you screw up in the meantime, you're not going to like it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Pate.
I'll call you to make sure you got it. Okay.